This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli reiterates Nepal's commitment to global peace, human rights and justice. Civil Aviation Minister Badri Prasad Pandey directs international airlines companies to submit their airfare within 24 hours. Nepal exports electricity worth 12.72 billion rupees to India in first quarter of current fiscal year, and Ukrainian President Zelensky says Ukraine will lose war if US cuts funding. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has reiterated Nepal's commitment to global peace, human rights and justice. The Prime Minister's remark came after various political parties and civil society organizations handed a memorandum to him at Balwata today, calling his attention to stand against what they call Israel's aggression on Palestine and Lebanon. The Prime Minister added that Nepal do not subscribe to any military alliance, but it also do not tolerate injustice and called for just peace and human rights in the world. A delegation comprising representatives of various parties and civil society organizations under the leadership of CPN Maoist Center Senior Vice Chairman and former Deputy Prime Minister Naren Kazi Srastha submitted the memorandum to Prime Minister Oli at Balwata today. They urged the government to change the principle of neutral foreign policy of Nepal and for clearly putting its voice in international forums, saying the United Nations is in favor of those suffering injustice. The memorandum also called for securing the release of Bipin Joshi, a Nepali student said to be in the captivity of Hamas, and ensuring safety of Nepalis living in the conflict zones. President Ramchandra Pawadil has urged all to contribute to building a just, inclusive, prosperous and advanced Nepal by realizing the goal of the Federal Democratic Republic. The President's remark came during launching a book about the struggling life of the late Mahendra Narayan Nidhi amid a ceremony at the office of the President in Sheetal Niwas today. The President viewed that the objective of a Federal Democratic Republic is to improve the status of marginalized citizens. The President stated that transparency, accountability and good governance should be kept at the center to win citizens' trust. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey has directed the international airlines companies to submit their airfare within 24 hours. Minister Pandey's instruction came after the airlines companies did not implement the five-point agreement reached with the concerned authorities to maintain reasonable airfare for international flights. The civil aviation minister also expressed dissatisfaction towards the increasing fare of the national flag bearer Nepal Airlines and Himalayan Airlines. The civil aviation minister gave an ultimatum to the companies to submit the details of the air ticket sales within 24 hours. Nepal has supplied electricity worth 12.72 billion rupees to India in the first quarter of the current fiscal year. According to the Nepal Electricity Authority, nearly 1,668,000,000 units of electricity, the surplus during the rainy season, was exported to India. The Nepal Electricity Authority sells surplus power to Haryana and Bihar states of India through the day-ahead and real-time market of Indian Energy Exchange at a competitive rate under the bilateral mid-term electricity sale agreement. Nepal has already started supplying power to Bangladesh with the use of India's infrastructure. The World Children's Day has been marked in Nepal, organizing various programs. On this occasion, Minister for Forest and Environment Ain Bahadur Shahi Thakuri has raised concerns over impact of climate change on children's health. Speaking at an interaction jointly organized by the Ministry of Forests and Environment and UNICEF marking the World Children's Day today, Minister Thakuri pledged to prioritize effective implementation of policy and programs to ensure safety and healthy life to the children in the areas affected by climate change. Likewise, UNICEF representative to Nepal, Elise Akunga, called for extensive discussions with all parties concerned for prevention risks and impact of climate change on children and youth. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tei ne majale chalaune.
Star 1415 hash dial garnuhos.
Nepal Telecom. Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. CPN Maoist Center Chairperson Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says mutual collaboration and cooperation are underway to complete the remaining task of the peace process and present Nepal as a model of peace. In a statement today, marking the 18th anniversary of the Comprehensive Peace Accord signed between the then government and the CPN Maoist leader Dahal, emphasized that the agreement marked the beginning of a new era in Nepal's history. Leader Dahal expressed satisfaction at the progress being made on transitional justice and stressed the need for completing the remaining tasks of the peace process. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukraine would lose the war if Washington, its main military backer, pulled funding. According to the BBC, leader Zelensky told Fox News late on Tuesday that it would be very dangerous if they lose unity in Europe, and what is most important is unity between Ukraine and the United States. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has campaigned on a promise to end U.S. involvement in wars and instead use taxpayers' money to improve Americans' lives. Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden agrees to give Ukraine anti-personnel landmines, a defense official tells the BBC as the U.S. steps up aid to slow Russia's advances. Overnight, both Ukraine and Russia reported major drone attacks on their respective territories. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says his country will lose if the US cuts military aid as Russia rules out a freeze in the conflict. A high court in Pakistan on Wednesday granted bail to incarcerated former Prime Minister Imran Khan in the second Toshakhana case. According to the Press Trust of India, PTI, the Islamabad High Court, after concluding the hearing, accepted Khan's bail, plea subject to furnishing two bonds of 1 million Pakistani rupees each. The judge also ordered the founder of the Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf party to appear before the trial court after bail, warning that the bail could be revoked if he failed to cooperate with the court. 72-year-old Khan has been in jail since his arrest on the 5th of August last year, and it was not immediately clear if he would be released now. Meanwhile, a suicide attack in northwest Pakistan has killed 12 soldiers. The AFP news agency cited the military on Wednesday as saying 12 soldiers died following a separate clash that left 8 dead and in the same region bordering Afghanistan on Tuesday. The Pakistani Taliban Hafiz Gul Bahadur armed group claimed the responsibility for the attack. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of Koshi and Gandaki province. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous regions of Bagmati and Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli reiterates Nepal's commitment to global peace, human rights and justice. Civil Aviation Minister Badri Prasad Pandey directs international airlines companies to submit their airfare within 24 hours. Nepal exports electricity worth 12.72 billion rupees to India in first quarter of current fiscal year, and Ukrainian President Zelensky says Ukraine will lose war if US cuts funding. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.